Guys, while everybody's kind of getting set, just want to say a few words before I turn it over to Coach Harson. Fantastic turnout today. Really appreciate the coverage you guys provide us and taking time out of your day to be here. I also need to thank Coach Harson and his staff for adjusting their schedule, the players, and definitely need to thank Longhorn Steakhouse for providing the meal today. It was outstanding. A little bit of housekeeping before I do turn it over to Coach. First practice is tomorrow at 9:55 a.m. The starting periods will be open for a little while. We'll do post-practice interviews so you guys can get with us. There's a complete practice schedule on the notes package that was downstairs. If you didn't get that, let me know. We'll get it to you. We're going to let Coach Harson make a brief opening statement, then we'll open it up for questions. Coach?
Thanks, Jerry. Well, I'll just echo that. I appreciate you guys being here. I know it's exciting for our players to have you guys here. You get a chance to be with them and talk to them. And you got your one shot at the quarterbacks today. So we open them back up, all of them. And I know they appreciate that too. So we're just excited and ready to go. We've been planning, preparing for this, and just trying to get all the contingency plans that we can for anything that might come up practice-wise. And then throughout camp. And so, you know, our coaches are looking forward to it. We haven't been with these guys since spring, officially in a room. They've been working tremendously hard this summer, preparing themselves physically, preparing themselves mentally, out there practicing, putting the time in to come into fall camp so they can show their very best. We've got a lot of different spots that are gonna be up for competition. And those guys understand that. We came out of spring with an understanding that whoever earns it is the guy, because I really believe throughout the summertime, things can change tremendously for positions by what they learn, their bodies, their mentality. And so you got to give those guys a shot coming in. And we want to create competition, and we want to get better because of that. So we're very close. We got a team meeting tonight to go over just some few expectations that we have. We'll hit a little bit more tomorrow, and it's time to get on the field and go. Our structure for practice, everybody's together early, and then we'll have our veterans take the majority of the team reps in the second half of practice, and then we'll finish with the newcomers so they get a chance to see it. This is a little bit new format. Some people will split it up, and everybody's done it different ways. I really feel like having those young guys out there and being a part of you know, the veteran group, because we feel like we have some young players that can help us. We want to get them in the mix early and then allow those guys to have some time on their own towards the end of practice. So the structure is new for us. We're excited about it. We think that's going to be a good formula to get us started right, and we'll continue into camp from there. We have three actual two-a-day practices, and then you know, the rest are one-a-days, and then with your meeting time and all that throughout camp. So this is the one time we really don't have a lot of restrictions on time as far as what we can do meeting-wise and practice-wise. Because when you get into the season, you're limited with your 20 hours. So we try to get as much as we can done during this time. We try to keep guys here as long as we can to be around them, and then get ourselves prepared for the upcoming season. So that's where our mindset's at right now. We're looking forward to getting out in the field and doing our jobs tomorrow. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
Coach, a lot of the players, obviously it's kind of like Christmas Day for them. Do the coaches kind of echo that sentiment?
I think everybody does. I think you hit a point in this sport as a player or a coach where you know what's coming. And it's just, you just want to get to it. You know, it's one of those, it's fun, it's painful, it's hard, it's all those things, you know. And you just want to get out there and kind of see what, the work you put in, how well you've done, how you compare, and the coaches want to see the same thing. So I think we're all just eager to get out there. And I told the players and I told the coaches, you guys have been doing this a long time. Don't go out there and do something dumb like trip over a bag and get all nervous and shaky and all those things, which will happen anyway. But I want guys to go out there and just really cut it loose and just not be afraid and have some fun and enjoy each other, and guys compete, coaches coach, and make it an environment where we're getting better.
Is the feeling any different for you personally, just because this is the first time you're doing this as a head coach?
You know? Yeah, there's a lot more. I actually concerned about the defense, you know, where before it was always, you know, hey, it didn't matter what they were doing. Just the entire overall picture, you know, as far as everything that we're doing. You know, I really look at the way the coaches have set up the players and how they're going to position them going into camp. I paid a lot of attention to personnel. Paid a lot of attention to the type of schemes that we're putting in against each other to see if that's going to make us better or if one side may have an advantage over the other and how we're going to really prepare this football team, because ultimately it's different than spring. You're competing against each other, and may the best man win. Well, in fall early on, you want that same mentality, but you also got to get yourself prepared to go play your games and win as a team. So there's a lot of little things that go into that, just timing of when the schemes and different things we do practice-wise go in. So, yeah, a lot more attention to just the overall picture than what I had as a coordinator.
How much actual one-on-one, ones-against-ones work will you have in fall?
You know, probably all the way up to our second scrimmage. You know, we'll have those guys quite a bit of one-on-ones. You know, that first scrimmage that we have, you'll start to really move some guys around and start putting to what you think your first groups might be. During that period of time, there'll be some ones and twos in there, but then you're going to go back into that second scrimmage with a little bit of one-on-one during that time. And there'll be some twos on ones and things like that. After that, because we still have 2 weeks before we play, you start to get into some of your scout work. You start to get into some service where you've got your two defense or two offense that's going to run similar plays to your opponents in service, so you get faster looks than just a scout team. And you start to really hone into the schemes you're going to see in the upcoming season.
You didn't name a starting quarterback in the spring because you mentioned no time. You had a lot of time on your side. Now the clock has already begun. What's just going to be the time frame in fall camp for naming a starter, that whole process?
Yeah, you know, there's really no exact science on when to name him. It's really going to be when one of those guys emerges. Now, there is a deadline, and it's different than spring. We're not going to go in there and decide we're going to make that decision on game day. We'll have a decision made. Now, when we tell everybody, that's up to us. You know, there's some strategy that goes into that, too. So we'll have somebody. It's, you know, I've done this a few times. It's been about that 10-day mark where you've got somebody pretty much mapped out of who you think that guy's going to be, so you can get in there and you're really into your game plan mode at that point, into your first game. And so you'd like to have those guys repping it together and just start getting that rhythm. I told the quarterbacks, and they know this, I hope it's difficult. I hope our decision is nitpicky and we sit up there and we agonize over it, because that means these guys have all had a great camp, and then we've got a very good quarterback who's our starter, we got a very good quarterback who's our backup, and those guys have gotten better through competition. So I hope that's what happens, and I hope it's a race where these guys battle and we've got some really good guys out there, because I believe we do. I know we have a good quarterback here. We just have to pick the right one.
Is there any plans to use more than one of those guys on a consistent basis?
There can be. You know, we haven't made that decision yet, because we've got talented players at that position. You know, that's one that, you know, coaching quarterbacks and being an offense where you use a lot of different guys, it's really no different. You're not going to take your quarterback in and out all the time, but you're going to have some other guys that have some talents at that position you can utilize. So, like anything in our system, if a guy deserves to play, we'll find a role for him. One or two, three plays, because you also want to keep your starter in a rhythm, but there'll be opportunities for guys to get in there at that position too.
How far behind is Adam from the other guys, just because he wasn't here in spring, if at all?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't. I know he's 15 practices behind those guys, you know, from what we've done. But he's been here this whole summer, and, you know, he's played Division I football. He's got the most experience as a starter, you know, out of that group. And so there's a disadvantage for what we've done. There's an advantage for what he's done. And, you know, that remains to be seen until we get in there and really have a chance to work with him and watch him, you know, under live bullets, see how he responds.
A lot of depth at QB, obviously, also have a lot of depth at a lot of other positions. I mean, how big a luxury is that for you guys?
Well, we do have some depth. You know, O-line, we've got some depth. Tight end, we've got a little bit of depth there. Wide receiver is good. Running back is solid. You know, quarterback, we've got 100 of them. You know, we've got a lot of guys there. Defensively, you know, in some areas we do. That's probably the one side of the ball that we don't have as much depth on. The safety position, corner position, linebacker position. All our positions that we're still looking for what that depth is. And, you know, there's going to be some guys that have to step up. in those areas, including the guys that have played last year. You know, we've just got to get better. We've got to create some competition in those positions, and we've got to have some solid backups that can come in and play, because you just can't play those starters the entire time. The way offenses are now, you got to give those defensive backs a chance to come out and catch the breath a little bit. So you got to get somebody in there you feel comfortable with. And we think that there's some young guys that might provide that for us. We don't know that yet, but we'll see how that goes through camp.
Is Rocky Hayes still a small part of what you want to do on offense, or you haven't played? You know,
he is right now. You know, we did a few things with him in spring. We're not going to take that element away. He's a weapon that we've got to be able to utilize. At the same time, you know, I feel really good about having him on that side of the ball. You know, if they can't score, I think we can. So we'll be better off if he's over there and being able to do his job. But at the same time, you know, once he gets more reps back there, once he gets more comfortable and really gets to solidify that position on defense, then there'll be opportunities for him to come over and utilize him on offense.
Coach, the schedule, you got the SLAC champions starting out. Then mm-hmm. I think week two, you go to Auburn.
Yep.
You know, then you play Troy, Memphis in Memphis, and then you got Missouri and Columbia. You tell me, is that a crazy first five games? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. You just sounds like it is. I mean, you're talking about the SWAC champions. You're talking about a team that's, what, 3 years removed from the national championship. Troy, who won this conference 4 or 5 years in a row before Arkansas State did. Missouri coming off an SEC season where they got introduced, and I know that's a very good football team. Played against them at Texas. Memphis, you know, that the coach over there, know him and the mentality that he's going to bring to that program. So, yeah, that's a difficult. It's going to be a difficult task, you know, and that's one thing as we go into camp. I mean, we're not going to overlook anybody, and that starts with our first game. You know, we know what we have to do, and camp is about us. It's about taking care of ourselves, making sure we're prepared, we're doing our jobs, and we're playing to the best of our abilities when we get into those games. And so we're going to need to, you know, just based off of the guys we have to play. They're very talented teams, and they got great coaches.
What kind of tempo can we expect from the offense?
Well, variations. You know, we'll play fast. You know, we'll play as fast as we can. Let me say that. I think that's I think it's a little bit funny. You know, we're going to be the fastest this and all that. It's nobody's like that. You know, everybody changes it up. We're a no-huddle team. All right, we'll change our tempos. We have the ability to get on the ball fairly quickly. We have the ability to slow it down. We have the ability to play with multiple personnel, and we will run the ball. We'll also run the ball with tight ends and two backs, and we'll spread it out like everybody else, and we can go empty and be as spread as anybody in the country. So I think we have a lot of variety, and that will all pare down once we really solidify who those guys are going to be. And then there's going to be things that we haven't done. There'll be players that emerge that we may not have expected. There'll be abilities they have that we can showcase, and so we'll start to develop new pieces and parts to what the base offense is.
You talked about the depth, the offensive line, and that receiver, and that running back. Does having that, those proven guys at those spots, help to break in a new quarterback?
I hope so, and we talked about that. I mean, it's I think on really good teams, you know, everybody thinks you work it inside out, and you've got – there's great quarterbacks out there that haven't done well because the guys around them, and they're great players. And I think any great quarterback, you got great players around you. And so we have to work outside in. Those wide receivers need to step up, and you know they got to go down and make a play. Their catch range needs to grow to give that guy confidence. The wide receiver or the O-line has to do their job, not cut guys loose so he trusts protection. Tight ends have to be the safety nets. They've got to be go-to guys that in any situation we can dump the ball to them and they get us out of trouble. And, you know, those guys know that. It's not on one guy. It's not, hey, you go out there. If that ball's around you, you help him out and you go make a play, because what they don't understand until you get in film and we put a camera behind the quarterback and say, look what he has to look through right here. There's a lot of stuff going on there. And so if that ball's a little bit high or it's a little bit low, go get it. Because you're probably lucky it came your way and got out, and you need to go make that play. And I think those guys understand it, you know. And watching, you know, watching last year, Ryan Applin's a very good quarterback, but there was a lot of guys around him making plays. That needs to continue. And so we talk a lot about Ryan, which those quarterbacks get way too much credit and way too much blame, but there was a lot of playmakers around him making plays.
I know one of those guys was McKissick last year. What's he going to need to do to kind of be able to improve or sustain the kind of success he had last season?
Well, he's going to have to do more than he did last year. You know, everybody knows who he is now. You know, there's no surprises. They knew who J.D. McKissick is, and he's a freshman All-American, and he introduced himself that way to me when I first met him, and I said, that's fantastic. You need to be a sophomore All-American, you know? But he needs to, you know, all those guys, whatever they did last year has got to be enhanced even more. And you know, that's all started through spring and through summer training, and it will continue into fall camp. Arkansas State, the bullseye has gotten bigger. Those players that have done well, the bullseye is bigger. And so you can't expect to do the same thing you did last year and have the same results. And so it's more about not his ability, it's about mentality. That's really what it is. It's just a mentality that he'll have to take in camp, that this is, he's going to work that much harder to get himself into the position that he wants to be in.
Who are some of the other guys at wide receiver that you expect to get some production from? Obviously, there are a couple guys gone from last year who did
quite good. Yeah, you know, Julian Jones is a guy, Carlos McCants, who we missed in spring, but, you know, I know about him. I'm eager to see him out there live. Obviously, JD, we talked about him. Alan Muse, you know, having him back in the mix. He's a big target. He's got a lot of range. And so, you know, it still remains to be seen. We got a chance to see some of those guys in spring. RJ Fleming, you know, I thought had a very good spring as well. And so we'll see where those guys are at. You know, we've got talented players there. I think our jobs is to put them in the right positions and be able to move some guys around. So the knowledge, especially those older guys like Julian, you know, what he learns, maybe not just his position, but maybe another that allows him a little bit of flexibility is going to help us.
Coach, there's been a lot of talk about the no huddle and just how it affects defenses and things like that. Obviously, you're a proponent of the no huddle. How do you feel about some of this talk nationally that's been about trying to change rules, things like that, to allow defenses?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, I've heard the comments and you know, everybody's got their opinion on it. Well, yeah, don't blitz or don't have those D linemen and we won't play fast. To me, that's the beauty of college football, is there's so much variety. You've got no huddle, spread, fast tempos. You've got shift, motion, huddle, two back, tight ends. You see a different look every week. You've got option in there, so you see something different every week. Options is as difficult as anything out there. Those guys play hard, downhill, cut. It's a very aggressive offense as well. And so, to me, that's the fun part and the strategy of how you're gonna stop that. And really, you know, yes, there's series where you have some plays that you're going, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, where the guys are out there for a long time. But you know, you watch some teams that Oregon, it's maybe 5, 6 plays, it's over. Or, you know, on the other side, 3 plays and 45 seconds for the offense, you're out. You know, more rest time for the defense. So my point is, I don't think there's one good answer on it. I think it's an opinion. I don't think it hurts the players. I don't think that it hurts the game. And I think it's an element that won't go away, that's going to continue to grow into the NFL. You see more NFL coaches studying the college game, because that's what they're watching in order to get these players in the NFL, and they start to see things and ideas, and it works. And if something works, people are going to use it. And I think that's where a lot of the spread and athletes in space has really grown, because that's where you get your chances to try to make something happen. It's really one-on-one, because if it's all equal, I mean, you try to get out to a guy out there that might have one more step than the other guy, and you try to get something to happen from it.
How confident are you in the defense? You know, obviously Coach Thompson back this season too. I mean, how confident are you with the defense heading into camp?
You know, coming out of spring, I thought those guys were ahead of the offense, you know, because they've got some continuity back there. We'll see. You know, I don't have an opinion on that yet as far as my confidence goes without getting into fall camp and really getting it cranked up and and seeing some of the new faces out there and maybe some of the guys that we've moved around a little bit on the defensive side. I want to be very confident in the defense because I really believe this. I mean, that's where you win games, is on the defensive side, and every team that I've been a part of that's been a championship team's had a great defense, so we need to do that. And those guys need to buy into it, and they need to have a mentality, and they did that last year. And Coach Thompson, you know, to be able to continue to grow his schemes and his concepts, those guys need to pay attention and allow him to do that by studying and being out there and making sure they're doing what they're supposed to do.
What are your thoughts on the emphasis, I guess, officiating on the targeting rule and possibility you might see more ejections?
I think it's going to be a tough call on them. I'm not against it. I understand it. You know, I do understand the rule. I understand the importance of making the emphasis on staying away from the head. You know, and I think that's one thing. And you know, this is the greatest game. And there's some things that happen. It's a gladiator sport. I understand the importance of staying away from the head and what they're trying to emphasize. And so we're going to follow the rules. I think there's going to be, you know, the one thing about those split-second collisions and just seeing it, and even some examples, there's hits in there that you're going to make defending yourself that will be put on the defensive player as far as a head-to-head or, you know, going targeting. And there'll probably be some ejections in there that you can dispute, but they're going to be ejected from the game regardless. So, you know, like any new rule, there's going to be issues in there. There's going to be, you know, problems, you know, coming out of games. But it is what it is. And I think after this year, they'll review it and then decide how hard they want to go on it or if it is reviewable and it's something that they might go back and maybe take more time to not suspend a player or not give the 15-yard penalty if it's really not a targeting, which that's probably the one that bothers me the most is it may be called and not targeting, but they're still going to take the 15-yard penalty. That changes the game too.
What kind of potential do you see for this team and this season?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I think it really depends on the discipline we have in camp. And that will help us. That will take our potential and make it reality. If we come into camp and we have the right mindset and we work the plan that's in place, and we step on the field, everybody goes hard for the time period that's set, then I think we have a chance. And there's a lot of factors that have to go into it, and that's the beauty of fall camp. That's where you build yourself as a player. That's where you build your team, your culture, and those things all have to come together before we ever step out there and play. And so I'll go back to what I said. It's all about us. It has nothing to do with our opponents right now. It's all about Arkansas State and what we do, and that's the most important thing.
As a coach inheriting a program that's won back-to-back titles, Sun Belt titles, do you feel an obligation of sense to try and match that or at least keep it at a similar level?
Yeah, you know, our mentality and mine, if we were 0-12 last year, my obligation would be to win a Sun Belt championship in every single game. So that doesn't change. We want to win every game that we play in. To win the conference championship, that's our goal. To win a Sun Belt championship in a bowl game and do it the right way. And so that won't change regardless of, you know, what's happened last year. And really last year and the previous 2 years, this season, they don't matter. It's what you've done for me lately. So we have to go out there and reprove ourselves in all areas, players, coaches. It doesn't matter where coaches came from and what they've done. Arkansas State 2013 hasn't done anything yet. We haven't played any games, and so we have to go out there and reprove ourselves every single game. And that's really the mentality, and it has to be because, you know, there's other teams out there doing the same. And I think the target on Arkansas State's gotten bigger. They're not going to sneak up on anybody. And, you know, we got to go in there with that mindset.
How close are you to where you want the offense to be in terms of the finished product and whoever ends up being your quarterback, how can that change that?
The quarterback can change it, not too much, but will allow us to maybe do more things or less of something, and maybe allow us to have to utilize somebody else in a position to do the schemes we want to run. Where do I think we're at offensively? You know, coming out of spring, I thought we got our schemes in. You know, I thought we got about 85% in, you know, of what I wanted to get in. And I thought we were good. You know, I thought at times we looked really good, not consistently enough, and that's the whole thing to me. We have our base beliefs in the offense, and that's what I want to come out of camp with being great at. I want to feel like we call certain plays, run or pass, this is who we are, and our players can recall and they feel confident in it. And then we have all the fun with the other stuff, the trick plays and different things like that. You know, we build off of that later, but I'll know a lot more, and we'll know a lot more as we get through that first scrimmage, you know, of where we are as far as just putting in schemes. And then we start to tighten it down from there, and then there might be things from that second scrimmage or that first scrimmage that we wipe out and we add in based off who we think that the personnel becomes at that point, and we start to really build.
And with co-coordinators, that's a setup that, I mean, you obviously are familiar with because you did that at Texas. What are the benefits of that, having, you know, kind of two guys with that title and with that responsibility and everything?
Yeah, you know, at Texas, nothing was different for me. The called plays and all that. Coach Drinkwitz called plays during spring, and I did as well. You know, we worked together on that. Coach Handen doing the pass game and organizing that with the quarterbacks and how we're going to do it, how we're going to read it, what we want to call. You know, what it does is I think it allows more input and ideas, you know, that we're all getting the right thing, and we're just we're keeping ourselves covered. And I really liked it. I like the plan. I like to be able to call plays. I also like to let a guy get into a flow and make some suggestions during that time as well. And I thought it worked out good. So we're still working through that process as well as coaches. But we felt like coming out of spring, we had a pretty good formula and it worked. And so far, just within that room, everybody's inputting. Everybody knows the plan. Everybody can get on the board and draw it up. And so it's just a matter of once that game plan's in, you know, we pick the right plays because, you know, we've already put that all together as a group.
And in terms of calling plays, you'll handle it the same way that you did in spring?
Well, we're going to work through that still.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when I became the coordinator at Boise State, Coach Peterson let me do my deal. And he was there to support and all that, but I got a chance to call plays and put my spin on it and have maybe some different ideas and do some things differently, which – you know, I think helped us. And so, you know, with these coaches, they've all got good ideas. And so I want to be able to listen to them and get a different perspective on maybe something I've been running for the last 5-6 years and how they've done it, make it a little bit better. And that's the ultimate goal. As long as we come out of there, we feel like we have an answer and we feel like our plan is good and everybody's on the same page, then we're going to go out there and execute it properly.
Expect to release the depth chart, I guess, maybe the week of the first game. Is that,
you know? At least. By then, you know, I mean, we'll have a pretty good idea after our second scrimmage of where we are. And again, you know, I think once that's, we have time to go back and reevaluate it. Now we're getting into, you know, what our team looks like and how we're going to go about the season.
But you kind of assess Adam Kennedy's where he's at. Could you assess the other five candidates for the position?
Yeah, you know, Phillip Butterfield is a guy that possesses tremendous amount of qualities for that position. And I thought he did a great job in spring, I really did. He's a guy that's been here, knows the team, new system. He's been through, you know, all sorts of different system and names and things like that. He's handled it. He's got a great attitude towards our staff and the approach. He's been through this before. Thought Stephen Hogan, you know, coming out of spring was really good. I thought the way he finished it, you know, we felt very good about him. And not knowing, because he played wide receiver, thought he had the furthest to go because he hadn't played the position. And then he's just an athletic guy that he got himself into a rhythm and he can throw it. You know, he hadn't done it for a while, but we were really pleased with him coming out of spring. Chandler Rogers, I felt like towards the end of spring ball, really came on. You know, we tried to do some things with him, change a couple things up mechanically. But he's a smart guy. He's got a great feel for the game. And I thought with his accuracy, some things got better as spring ball went on. And, you know, I know he's continued to tweak that and work with it throughout the summer. Freddie's a guy that did a lot of good things, you know, and ran the ball well in spring. It was a guy that had some explosive runs, touchdowns. And so, you know, we kind of know what he can do with his legs. And so he needs to continue to be consistent with his throwing. Not being the tallest guy, he's got to find lanes, and he's got to continue to work that when we get into fall camp, because that's the reality of having to see through those guys as well. And, you know, Cameron Burst remains to be seen. We think he's, you know, you watch film on him, we think he's going to be a good player. He did well in high school, and we'll see where he continues to fit in with what we're doing.
Coach, going briefly back to the receivers, the decision to bring Allen back, you know, after missing a year, what kind of went into that decision, and what kind of impact or role can he have on that offense, you think?
Well, I'll tell you, it was a difficult decision. I walked into my office. There's a couch that's right by my office, and I see a guy sitting there, and I walked in, and I got to my door, and I turned, and I said, "Are you waiting for me?" And he stood up and he said, "Yeah, I want to come back and play." And I said, "Come on in." So it was that was pretty easy. He's
right.
Got a lot of God-given ability, and you know, it's sitting down and talking to him, getting to know him, you know, and being around him. I think he's a quality individual. I think that he is a guy that I feel very strongly about from being around him. I think he's a guy that can come and help us and provide leadership for this team. And so I don't know how much football-wise yet. I saw him in spring. I think he's got talent, and I think he can really do a lot of things. Well, that still remains to be seen through camp. But there's a guy that wants to play. There's a guy that's got the ability and got the right mentality, in my opinion, to be out there and can be very productive.
Coach, you alluded, this is the first time you have to worry about the defense. What's going to be your role advising the defense? You're going to be pretty hands-on, or you just going to kind of let those guys do their thing?
Well, I want to, you know, I really want to sit in those meetings. I want to learn more about the defense. My job right now is to go in there and watch. When I'm watching film, I look at it from my perspective, and if I see something that I would attack, I'm going to tell them, if you do this, this will happen. You know, just from studying offenses and obviously running offenses myself, I try to tell them things that I think are difficult for us to go up there and have answers for. And at the same time, I tell them that if we see this, we're going to do these things. And that, to me, I think can be the most beneficial. Is, you know, you might not have thought of it from that perspective. And, you know, I've had it the other way with defensive coaches saying, well, that doesn't even kind of bother me, or that one shift, which we don't think much about, makes me trade everything, and it's the most difficult thing. Well, we're going to do those. And so I'm going to provide the information from an offensive side. I'm going to sit in there and learn what we're doing defensively. And I've done that. You know, I've got an idea of what we're doing. But I want to get into the details of the calls, you know, not so much by position, but how we're going to attack the offense, because I want to know that, and I also want to be helpful. You know, come game time, if I'm seeing something from the opposing offense that said, hey, you ought to do this and attack it because they have a weakness here.
What are the possibilities punting-wise?
Yeah, up for grabs right now. You know, Brian did a little bit, Luke Ferguson. And, you know, we've got a couple guys in camp that will come in there, but that's still one that we're, you know, we have a lot of questions about right now that who we're going to utilize, and then what type of schemes.
You got a couple of walk-on kickers, place kickers that are...
We do. Yep.
Can you mention them yet, or is that...
We have a couple of walk-ons right now, I'll say that. Yeah. I think we're in the final, but... Yeah, we've got a couple guys that... we got a couple punters that are going to be in the 105, and... You know, we'll see where they're at, and that's part of that competition. And we know, you know, Coach Riddle's done a good job of getting some guys in here to compete for that position, and you know, that's one area that we've got to really solidify and try to get. We have to do that fairly early because we got to find out what scheme we want to utilize. We know what we want to use. We got to make sure that whoever that punter is going to be good at it.
Consider last year's punting issues, kicking issues, a priority for this
yeah.
year.
Absolutely. You know, just overall special teams, you know, not just, you know, everything. And punt return, all that. I think every aspect of special teams is very important to us. I think just the mentality that we're trying to make sure that we emphasize with these guys about getting our best players out there. Not every play, not every starter will play on it, but they should be on that roster at some point to be out there and play.
Coach,
Coach, we really saw Michael Gordon emerge, had a good spring for you. How advantageous is it for you to have that second running back there and help out David Okwu a little bit? And how much will we maybe see both of them on the field at the same time this year?
Well, between, you know, Michael, David, Sir Gregory, you know, all those guys, you'll see them all. And that's just the nature of it. I mean, that position in particular, you can, if we're able to run the football the way we want to, you'll see all three of them out there. And we felt like David, you know, has done a very good job. We feel like Michael had a tremendous spring. And Sir G's a guy that really gives us a good downhill threat the way that he runs. And he's a big, thick guy. So just within our schemes, we have variations to get all of them. Now, when you start getting into personnel, it's too early to tell, but when you start personnel and then you got three guys that you can touch, that can touch the ball, you want to make sure you got the right ones in there with the scheme you're running. So we'll be able to put those guys in and out and utilize them. At the same time, I've had three good running backs before. You also want to let a couple guys get into a rhythm. And so I think in a perfect world, you got a couple guys that you're letting get in there and get into a good rhythm, have a couple series apiece, and then you've got a third guy in there that's going to go in there, maybe be a third down or a spell guy, you know, if guys get winded.
Coach, when do you think you'll start doing work on a UAPB, start putting it together? Do you have an idea?
Yeah, you know, we've game planned. We've looked at film on them. We've watched them. We've got some game plan ideas, and that's one thing that, you know, within our schemes – we'll have stuff in there that we'll utilize in our first three to four opponents. That's part of our install in fall camp. We'll start really getting into them after that second scrimmage. That still leaves us a couple weeks. But really, without just saying it, we're already gearing towards that from day one. You know, the plays that are going to be in there will be the same ones we're going to use in that game. And so we may not just say it's UAPB, but those are our base plays, and those will already be in there.
Your offensive line, considering how much you have back, is their ceiling higher? Is the expectations for them higher just because of that? Or?
Well, again, it is, you know, and to be fair, you know, not having those guys, I know what the expectations are. I know what they've done, and I know the expectations for them are very high. I think the expectations for our team overall are very high, and our standards are high. And so that group, because of the depth and the competition, that group should have a tremendous camp, and it should be a group that we feel like we've got 6-7 guys coming out of there that we're going to roll into a game, and those 6th and 7th guys can be ready to play and contribute right away.
Anything else for Coach Harson? Coach, thank you.
All right, thank you guys very much.
Hey guys, we do have to turn this room around for another event. I think I mentioned that earlier. Nobody has to leave, and I'm pushing anybody out of the building, but if you need another room, work area, just let me know and we'll get you situated, okay? Appreciate it.
Hey,
good to see you.
Good to see you, yeah.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
I'm not impressed with you.